This is Jay Sekulow. New York State passes what is clearly the most barbaric abortion law in U.S. history.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a new bill that will strengthen abortion rights. The governor tweeted the Reproductive Health Care Act will protect Roe v. Wade regardless of what the federal government does. He called it a victory for all New Yorkers.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I believe we have to go even a step further and do a constitutional amendment so no governor, no legislator, no political swing can ever jeopardize a woman's right to control her own body in this state.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, you heard what I said in the beginning of the broadcast, the beginning of the show, and that is this is the most barbaric abortion law that I think any states has ever passed ever. I mean, Roe versus Wade involved first trimester abortions. This allows for infanticide, in my view. I mean, this is horrific. New York State signing a law that this is how it's postured in the media, just so you get a kind of a sense of what actually is going on here. It says New York State has enacted strong new legal protections for abortion rights. The new law signed by Governor Cuomo on Tuesday safeguards rights laid out in Roe versus Wade and other court rulings, including a provision permitting late-term abortions when a woman's health is endangered. The health exception, as those that follow the pro-life movement know, is you know, if you just, it's basically if you don't want the child, that's a health exception. Now, here's the issue. If the child's born alive, it's called the Born Alive Protection Act, there were certain protections in place for a child that is actually born during the abortion process. That happens. Here, infanticide could literally take place outside of the womb. And under New York State law, there's nothing that can be done, CeCe Howell, to stop it.
That's right. The law
or
repealed.
To prosecute, it removes all criminal prosecution.
That's correct. The law actually repealed all the protections of the hospital provisions to provide abortion, physician requirements, ensuring health and safety of the mother and the viable child. And it also takes out the protection that if an aborted baby is born alive, they used to be accorded immediate legal protection. That is now all completely repealed.
So, Jordan, what politically, what has happened? Because I'm going to talk to Abby in a minute about what other states are doing, including Vermont.
This is the radicalized left that we've seen being elected, and then the old left, the Cuomo types, I think Hillary Clinton was at this event, trying to be part of this new hard left push by Democrats. I mean, these are Democrat legislators and lawmakers putting these laws into place. I mean, the law even states that an unborn child can no longer be a victim of homicide if he dies while in the womb following an attack on a pregnant mother, because a person refers to the victim of a homicide means it's a human being who has been born and is alive and is outside the womb. It allows non-physicians to perform abortions. Yep. I mean, they're talking about protecting women. And you're allowing a midwife to perform some abortions and physician's assistance.
Yeah, I mean, and this is serious surgery. Now, Abby, you're looking right now at another. I mean, this is New York, but Vermont's looking at something just as barbaric.
They are, and some of the language is even more straightforward. It's somewhat hidden and buried in the New York law, but it's very clear in the Vermont law. In fact, it just outright states a fertilized egg, embryo or fetus shall not have independent rights under Vermont law.
What would happen if the child, Abby, ask both of you this, if the child's born alive, and this happens in abortion procedures, the child's born alive.
There's no protection for that child.
Outside the womb, no protection. You're both convinced of that under the law.
Under this New York law, it absolutely repeals that protection. It used to state that at a live birth, if an aborted baby was actually born alive, they were accorded immediate legal protection. That is now gone.
This is, we want to get your reactions to this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I'd sure like to hear from women on this. 1-800-684-3110. I think this is a political shift, maybe based on the Kavanaugh hearings, you think, Jordan? They're concerned about the right under Roe?
Yeah, I think so. I think that they're trying to determine how you could protect this kind of gruesome procedures if Roe versus Wade was someday overturned, back to the states. So the states are kind of writing their own abortion laws into place. There's a lot to talk about. There's imagery here to talk about as well. The Freedom Tower spiral was lit up pink. One commentator said, looks just like the needle that's used to supply the lethal poison to the living unborn child.
All right, we'll take your calls. 1-800-684-3110. Your reaction to this.
A Muslim medical doctor in training publicly threatened to, quote, purposely prescribe the wrong meds to Jewish patients. Laura Kalab, a first-year resident at the prestigious Cleveland Clinic, brazenly said, quote, Allah will kill the Jews. She called Jewish people, quote, dogs, and is brutally unsympathetic about the Holocaust. This anti-Semitism turns the Hippocratic Oath, quote, do no harm, on its head. Unsurprisingly, Kalab is part of the BDS, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement, further exposing BDS for what it is, thinly veiled anti-Semitism. At the ACLJ, we've been aggressively fighting the BDS movement and these sickening attacks on the Jewish people in Israel. Now we're sending a formal complaint to the medical board in Ohio. Kalab and any other medical professional who espouses this deadly level of hatred for Jews should lose their medical license. Take action with us now. Add your name to our petition to stop vile anti-Semitic attacks on Jews. You can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
New York proposes and adopts, passes the Senate in New York, the Reproductive Health Act, passed by the Senate in a vote of 38-24, signed by Governor Cuomo this past week. Cece, if I was going to ask you to describe the law in general, I say it's the most barbaric law we passed. What do you think are the aspects of this that, I mean, there's many aspects. And by the way, what we're looking at the ACLJ is first, we're going to do a FOIA request on the state and find out what we know about that. I think that would be very, very important. So we need to know what the story was on that front. What exactly did the state, what went into this? NARAL, Planned Parenthood, what were they thinking? What conversations went back and forth? Then the second aspect of this is then what you can do affirmatively. We're looking at New York state law. We're looking at other legal causes. But when you look at the law, what jumps out at you here is the most problematic, besides the whole process, which right. is, you know, we fought for those late-term abortion bans
right.
on the particular procedure. So
right.
now they're being not procedure-specific.
Right. So New York, their prior law on abortion, which they had under the penal code, was basically, you know, there was, after 24 weeks, you could not provide an abortion,
right.
Which is very late. I mean, children yeah. are viable now at 20 weeks. So
right.
24 weeks viable, are they could do an abortion. That all is gone. So the whole, all the abortion, the penal code, everything on abortion in New York is completely gone. Anything that actually talked about abortion from the public health stance of it needs to be performed in a hospital, it needs to be performed by a physician, they need to ensure the health and safety of the mother and the viable child. If the child is born alive, they are immediately accorded legal protection. All of those laws have been repealed completely. And now even the definition of a person, even for homicide, takes out any unborn child. It is a human being who has been born and is alive. That's the definition of a person. So you can kill an unborn baby at any point, and even if they're born alive, they don't have legal protection.
It used to be that if a pregnant mother was killed, that they could be charged with a double homicide. That's been removed. So really, when you look at what they're focusing on, Abby, is the removal of the personhood of the unborn child, and even if the child's born alive after the abortion, that personhood's not recognized yet either.
Right.
I mean, it takes away all of those post-delivery protections. Mm-hmm.
It
if
does.
It's as a result of an abortion.
Yes, it does.
So how do you, what do you, what jumps out as you with the, as the kind of the worst part of this? I mean, it's all awful.
Well, it is all awful. I will say that the media, you know, several media outlets have pointed to, well, this isn't unrestricted abortions. There is a requirement of, the, you know, a threat to the health of the mother.
Yep.
The problem is that the New York law does not define health. And we all know when there is no definition of health, it's anything goes, anything and everything goes. And when you remove the criminal penalties, there's no accountability. So it's up to the doctor and the mother to decide.
Maybe not even the doctor.
Not even the doctor.
Because there don't have to be a doctor to do this surgery procedure, which is unbelievable in and of itself. All right, let's go ahead and take calls. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Phones are jammed right now.
Yeah, let's take a call right out of New York. Rachel in New York online too. Rachel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, good afternoon, and thanks for all you guys do.
Thanks.
I'm calling because I think Mr. Cuomo's taken leave of his conscience, and also it's not the woman's right to choose, it's a woman's right to kill. I mean, if I should be so blunt as to say that, because it is.
So,
and I think we should send a message in the next voting cycle to, we say that we don't want people like this in there, well, we should vote accordingly.
So in New York, this bill, you can follow, it's been around, they've been kicking around this bill since 2006.
That's right, but they got the legislators, state legislature there switched. It used to have Republican control in lower houses, and then that changed. And so because of that, they quickly, with the new Democrat majority, seized on getting this passed right through and having a big celebration about it, even lighting up the Freedom Tower in New York pink. The spiral pink, and as one commentator says, it looks like the needle that's used to inject the lethal poison into the unborn baby while they're inside the womb. There's the image of it you could see. And that's New York being proud of that, which is, again, I think that the imagery is barbaric. Even the choices they've made to celebrate the imagery is wrong. And the idea that this is going to protect anyone's health when, in fact, you're going to have non-doctors performing abortion procedures, midwives performing abortion procedures, and no way for the state to prosecute those midwives if they do something wrong. So what happens to the woman if they die?
So if the child,
or what about the woman themselves?
Yeah, what happens there?
The criminal laws have been repealed.
I don't know. I guess if that was a live born human being,
well, no. What
the
if
mother,
what if something happened? Could I guess the negligence laws would still apply, or do they not? The criminal laws do not.
You know,
if you were criminally negligent, it would. I guess it's too bad. Is there any criminal protection that goes in place in something like this if something were to go wrong or if it was done inappropriately? Nothing?
I don't see anything.
So it looks like they repealed
law.
The criminality aspect
yes.
of this. Vermont looked similar?
Vermont even has a provision that would allow the mother to do her own abortion and would prevent any criminal prosecution on that.
Yeah.
It says no state or local law enforcement shall prosecute any individual for inducing, performing, or attempting to induce or perform the individual's own abortion.
So say that, read that first part, because that sounds like any person.
No state or law enforcement shall prosecute any individual for inducing, performing, attempting to induce or perform the individual's own abortion. I mean, the scenario that you have here is you have a mother who days before delivering her child decides she doesn't want this baby anymore and attempts to murder the baby herself in her home. Or let's say you have a baby that's born and the mother changes her mind and then later claims that she attempted an abortion on the child. No prosecution whatsoever.
Let's go ahead and take another call. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Deanna in Massachusetts, online 3. Deanna, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was calling in regards to, you know, the abortion thing. I don't understand how they can, you know, say that they're giving rights to a woman to do whatever they want to their body. Because it's really not their body. It's the baby's body. And if they're going to wait, you know, to the very end and give birth to a child, you know, an infant, and then decide halfway through the birth that they don't, you know, or whatever, halfway through the birth, you know, they kill the baby. Then, you know what, if you're going that far, there are so many couples out there trying to have babies. Give it up for adoption.
So here's what I think what they've done in New York, and I'll defer to Cece and Abby on this, but I think what they've done in New York is basically taken out any protection of the unborn child. There's no, we call it personhood in the law. Is the unborn child, or here even the delivered child, a person under the Constitution? And what New York is saying, and apparently Vermont is, no, they're not.
No. Absolutely. Even in their definition, when they define person, it is a human being who has been born and is alive. So that totally takes out the unborn baby, which definitely we all know is a person and has life, but they have to dehumanize this child in order to justify the fact that they have repealed every single law that criminalized abortion and killing an unborn child.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm trying to think of what was it that motivated, I know it's been around for a while, but they've obviously seized the moment here in their view.
Yeah, the Democrats took over the state legislatures in New York. Yeah, surprisingly, Republicans had control of some of those legislative bodies for the last few years. So there's been kind of a balance of power in New York. They're not the most conservative. They weren't the most conservative Republicans in the country, certainly, but they were not going to pass through this kind of abortion language. The moment that changed after this past election cycle, this legislation has been ready to go, as you said, and they passed it. And not only they passed it, they celebrated it as well.
Yeah, that's the thing I don't understand. That's the thing, Abby, I don't understand. It's not only they passed it, but the celebration aspect of this, as if it's a monumental. They've done something great. I mean, that's how they're viewing this, and of course, Planned Parenthood's too.
Yeah, it certainly is. I do know that there were a few apparently when the law was passed, literally say God save us all. So there is a recognition by a minority there.
In the Senate. I wonder if we can get audio on any of that. If there was any audio of any of the proceedings, that would be. It's fair to say this is the broadest abortion law in the U.S. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, Planned Parenthood, even when we were up in New York attacking a different bill that was going against crisis pregnancy centers, the city council, which was a majority Democrats, I think there were only five Republicans and there were over 50 city councilmen, almost all of those Democrat council members had Planned Parenthood supporting them.
Yeah.
So you can assume the same in the legislature.
Yeah,
I mean, if Planned Parenthood is feeding money to these Democrat or councilmen, they're feeding money to these legislators.
Planned Parenthood tweeted out immediately, "This is huge." I mean, that's what they tweeted. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is their, I think what's happening in Vermont, what's happening in Mexico, what happened in New York, this is a new strategy. And as you said, it's trying to go around what federal laws may exist because the federal bans are specific to procedures. And say, okay, you could do this, 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 and this, and who's going to challenge us and how? And that is the big, that's the big question. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We're taking a lot more calls today, as you can tell, in the first half hour of the broadcast. So keep your calls coming in, and we will keep taking those calls at 1-800-684-3110. It is passed in New York. It is pending in Vermont. These are laws, like in Vermont, that every individual who becomes pregnant has the right, fundamental right to choose to carry a pregnancy to term, give birth to a child, or to have an abortion. That means up until the moment of birth.
All right, back with more, including your calls, in just a moment.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. A Muslim medical doctor in training publicly threatened to, quote, purposely prescribe the wrong meds to Jewish patients. Laura Kalab, a first-year resident at the prestigious Cleveland Clinic, brazenly said, quote, Allah will kill the Jews. She called Jewish people, quote, dogs, and is brutally unsympathetic about the Holocaust. This anti-Semitism turns the Hippocratic Oath, quote, do no harm, on its head. Unsurprisingly, Kalab is part of the BDS, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement, further exposing BDS for what it is, thinly veiled anti-Semitism. At the ACLJ, we've been aggressively fighting the BDS movement and these sickening attacks on the Jewish people in Israel. Now we're sending a formal complaint to the Medical Board in Ohio. Kalab and any other medical professional who espouses this deadly level of hatred for Jews should lose their medical license. Take action with us now. Add your name to our petition to stop vile anti-Semitic attacks on Jews. You can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. So, New York passes the most comprehensive abortion law in U.S. history. I call it barbaric. Doesn't even require medical. Remember that whole Gosnell thing where he was tried for, you know, all of his procedures that he did and the disgusting nature of it? It removes all those criminal protections that allowed the state of Pennsylvania to bring charges against Gosnell, according to your read of it, CC. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It repealed the public health care law that required hospitals and physicians and the ensuring health and safety of the mother and the viable child. And then also, if the child was born alive, they were afforded immediate legal protection. All those things are gone. So
Andy,
they don't care.
I mean, as a state prosecutor, of course, you got a state that's controlled by people that are so pro-abortion, they can't even be rational here.
Right.
But Gosnell was charged as an abortionist for violating all of these rules.
In Pennsylvania.
Criminally charged. The law in New York removes criminal penalties. You're a DA. You've been a DA.
Right.
As addition to a U.S. attorney. Removes the criminal penalties. So somebody does something that would normally be a criminal act. What happens to them?
It's no longer a crime. He would be free in New York. He would be free in New York. He would not be imprisoned. He wouldn't have any criminal charges against him. He'd be a free citizen walking around performing his death acts.
Yep. Let's go ahead and take calls. 1-800-684-3110. What do we have?
Yeah, lots of phone calls. Jamie Lynn in Buffalo, New York, on line one. Jamie Lynn, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Jamie Lynn.
Hi, Jay. Thank you, guys, and thank you, team, for taking this call. Just a couple quick comments. I'll be quick. But first, Jay, we need you. We, the people in New York, we need you and your team to help us because Cuomo in our state is no longer protecting children, but now supporting murder. And we have already, I've written letters to the president. I have called Cuomo's office. I have Twittered. I've asked him to step down and withdraw from his position because he's no longer protecting children. And we need guidance. We've got a team of people where we're creating a movement because we're against this. And the other thing I want to throw in there is that this snuck up on us. There was no social media about this bill
until after it passed.
Going up.
Yeah, I mean, it's been around since 2006, but no one thought it was going to pass. Then the legislature changed it. Well, let me tell you what we're doing, Jamie Lynn, because this is not as straightforward, just run into court, get it enjoined. It's much more complicated than that. So the first thing we did this weekend was I assembled a team. I think I probably had 8 lawyers on the emails going around looking at every possible avenue we can come up with legally. Maybe we're going to start with the FOIA. There is, under New York State law, you're allowed to do a Freedom of Information Act request. We're going to start with that, find out how this all transpired and what it means. What was the legislative intent behind this? Because it is, as Andy was just talking about, the idea that it removed all of these protections seems to me just absurd. So that's number one. Number two, we are looking at every possible way to challenge the law under New York State law. And that is being examined right now as well. So we're looking at all of the avenues, but I'm not going to tell you this is going to be easy. It's an affirmative grant of a right. The revocation, for instance, in Vermont, if they have a conscience clause revocation, that they don't protect the conscience. For instance, in the New York laws, is it clear, CeCe, that the conscience rights of individual practitioners are thrown away as well?
I would say so, because, again, it talks about the intent of the legislature, that the specific intent of this legislature is to prevent the enforcement of laws or regulations that burden abortion access.
So what they always say is that if you have a particular doctor or pharmacist or nurse that does not want to be involved in it, they are burdening that access.
That's correct.
So now conscience clause rights are thrown out the window.
Yeah, I mean, that is, again, another whole issue here is that not only is this barbaric, but then the healthcare providers, so you're talking about the medical professionals, the doctors, the nurses, and the places like a Catholic hospital or other religiously affiliated hospital that is opposed to performing abortion procedures. If you throw out all those conscience protections, you're throwing out the protections for the facilities themselves and the individuals so that, again, that their careers could be potentially in jeopardy depending on how, you know, the law is written in a way where it all depends on how New York wants to take it.
So
and going and revoking licenses, not just for the doctors, but for other providers as well, like the nurses, the nurse practitioners, and other people who would have to be involved in a procedure like this.
All right. New York is not alone in this. The citizens, Andy, we're very close with the Archbishop in New York for the Greek Orthodox Church, your church, and they issued a very, very strong statement.
Yes, the Greek Orthodox Church issued a statement with respect to this so-called Reproductive Health Act, which we have to admit, what it does is it allows abortions up to the moment of birth and gives people who are not doctors the right to perform abortions. The Greek Orthodox Church and the Roman Catholic Church, but my church, has deplored two multiple things. First, the celebratory nature of the atmosphere surrounding this new law.
That was when you were talking about the lighting up the Empire
yes.
State Building and, yeah.
World Trade Center pink to commemorate the law as if it represented an advance for women's rights. But no right of any human being should ever be advanced at the expense of another. The state of New York will not have respect for the rights of women until it again restores legal protections. And although it's been hailed as progress, my church, the Orthodox Church, has said that this is not an advance, but a regression, a return to a time of barbarism when the weak were at the mercy of the strong and had no protection from legal structures or governing authorities.
The Catholics
and that's
have
what
also,
this is.
Yeah, the Catholic Church has spoken out as well. This is the Bishop of the Diocese of Albany, New York. Here's what he said.
It was a celebration of abortion, which to me is a celebration of death. It's a dehumanization of a whole class of human beings in our society.
Do you view that way, Abby? And Cece, I'll start with you, Abby. It was celebratory in nature. It is a dehumanization of a whole class of human beings in our society.
Absolutely. Science is undisputable on this matter.
Yeah.
A fetus has a heartbeat. They can survive outside the womb at a very early age.
Well, here, if they survive it outside, if they're delivered
still,
alive,
yes,
no protection.
No protection whatsoever.
I want everybody to understand what we're saying, because this happens in abortion procedures. The baby's born alive. Zero protection. Used to have personhood protection.
Right.
Now they don't.
You have to dehumanize them, just like Hitler did with the Jews. You have to dehumanize them. You have to take away any kind of humanity or personhood on that to say it's okay to kill them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just, it's horrific. I mean, the nature of this, all right, let's take another phone call here. We only got a minute and 45 seconds.
We can take one more call before we go to break. And we got a second half hour coming up. We'll take more of your calls. Kelly in California on line 6. Thanks for holding on, Kelly. You're on the air.
Hi. I just want to say, I am shocked, but I'm not surprised at the way everything's headed. But as a woman, I feel like, I don't have a right. If I have another human being living inside of me, it's no longer just my body. It is. I'm sharing that body. And I'm like, why aren't we doing laws to prevent pregnancy then? And if people are going to go kill babies, it's just insane.
They've done that. I mean, Andy, takes away the prosecutor's discretion to go after an abortionist that does something criminal.
No, you can't anymore. Certainly not in New York. I mean, an abortionist, and that is a wide range of people from, anybody can do it. It seems like now, The discretion of the prosecutor to prosecute a person for what is clearly murder is removed.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you got to understand the nature of this. All right, we're coming up on a break. We're here for another 30 minutes. First 30 minutes gone by very quickly. I've got a lot of people watching, a lot of people listening. Share it with your friends. Call your friends. Tell them to listen. If you're on Facebook and Periscope, we encourage you to share it with your friends right now. We're going to take your calls and comments when we come back from the break.
Yeah, 1-800-684-3110. Remember, second half hour coming up. As always, go to aclj.org. For the latest information on a whole host of issues, we don't get to every issue on each broadcast. We're doing a lot of work at the ACLJ in the new year. Check out aclj.org. Share this broadcast with your friends and family right now. If you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, go to aclj.org. Keep calling in. We'll be right back.
A Muslim medical doctor in training publicly threatened to, quote, purposely prescribe the wrong meds to Jewish patients. Laura Kalab, a first-year resident at the prestigious Cleveland Clinic, brazenly said, quote, Allah will kill the Jews. Kalab and any other medical professional who espouses this deadly level of hatred for Jews should lose their medical license. Take action with us now. Add your name to our petition to stop vile anti-Semitic attacks on Jews. You can add your name online, aclj.org.
We will fight for
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a new bill that will strengthen abortion rights. The governor tweeted the Reproductive Health Care Act will protect Roe v. Wade regardless of what the federal government does. He called it a victory for all New Yorkers.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, it's sure not a victory for the unborn children, that's for sure. Or the children born alive as a result of an abortion procedure because they have zero protections. This New York law is barbaric. It allows, first of all, it's not even requiring a doctor to perform these surgeries. It's now allowing nurse practitioners, other healthcare providers. It's very vague. Removes all, like Gosnell case, removes all criminal liability issues. And this is what's happened in New York, and this has passed. And I'm going to go to CeCe first, and Abby, we're going to reset this. As you look at the law, CeCe, what's the most disturbing aspect? I mean, you can make a list 100 miles long, but what's the most disturbing aspect of this?
That there are just absolutely no protections for an unborn baby at any point, and even possibly if they're born alive, that a baby can be killed from any point, even possibly if they're born alive.
So if the abortion is not successful and the child's born alive, no protections. It removes. So, Abby, it's removing the whole idea here is to remove the personhood of the unborn child.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And Vermont is very clear about that. An egg, embryo, fetus shall not have rights under Vermont law.
By the way, look up the Latin word for fetus. I think it means unborn child. I'm going to look that up. I mean, Andy, you probably know off the top of your head.
It is fetus, F-O-E-T-U-S, actually, in Latin. And that means something that is unborn but still has life, as I believe with Thomas Aquinas from the moment of conception, yeah. In my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. So there you have it. But you said politically they knew they had a chance because they got control of the Senate.
Yeah, I mean, they finally – so this has been brewing, but then they got control finally of both the legislatures there in New York, which had some Republican control in the past to prevent this from moving forward. The moment that shift in the last election cycle, you know, it's interesting to always see what's up first on your docket. What do you do? Is it health care for all that they always talk about?
No.
Medicare for all?
No.
No, it's a fundamental abortion, they call it rights, for all, but removing all restrictions on abortion whatsoever, putting conscience protections at risk, putting the health of the actual life of these mothers at risk by allowing non-doctors to perform abortions, taking away any kind of criminal code violations when performing these abortions, no rights to the child as well. That's what's up first on their agenda. Not other laws.
Let me give you a disturbing fact. New York. This is according to CBS News. So this is not, okay, fact. According to New York State's Department of Health, 285,127 induced abortions occurred in the state between 2012 and 2014. The average number of live births for the same three-year period, was 237,499. If that is correct, there were more abortions than live births. Is that what they're saying? Then yeah. Will Shaken has said, that's what they're saying. And all this bill does is add to that.
Absolutely. So now there's no restriction. None whatsoever. You can kill a child at any point. And what's crazy is because they've removed all the criminal aspects, you know, they might say, well, it still has to be a healthcare practitioner or it might be that it still has to, you know, protect the life or health of the mother. But if it doesn't, what is the repercussion? Nothing. So who cares if just somebody off the street performs it or if the woman herself performs it? There's no criminal prosecution for anybody who performs an abortion.
So what does a prosecutor do, Andy, if there's gross negligence or criminal negligence if they just give this blanket exception for life, for abortion?
Well, in New York, nothing. Because they're in New York, the prosecutor doesn't have any discretion whatsoever because it's not a crime anymore. It's all been repealed, all those laws. Thank God I'm not in New York.
All right. We're taking your calls and comments. We come back from break. 1-800-684-3110. Facebook and Periscope, share it with your friends. We will get to your calls. We've got a special video coming up during the break. You're not going to want to miss it. But again, if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, share it with your friends. We've got a lot to talk about. We are taking action. We're working on that right now.
Yeah, that's right. Folks, go to ACLJ.org to stay up to speed on everything we are doing involving this situation as well. That's ACLJ.org. We don't just talk about these issues. We are using today's broadcast to inform you. We take action as well. So first you got to get informed, then we take the action, and we're working on that at ACLJ. So go to ACLJ.org. Keep your calls coming in. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
A Muslim medical doctor in training publicly threatened to, quote, purposely prescribe the wrong meds to Jewish patients. Laura Kalab, a first-year resident at the prestigious Cleveland Clinic, brazenly said, quote, Allah will kill the Jews. She called Jewish people, quote, dogs, and is brutally unsympathetic about the Holocaust. This anti-Semitism turns the Hippocratic Oath, quote, do no harm, on its head. Unsurprisingly, Kalab is part of the BDS, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement, further exposing BDS for what it is, thinly veiled anti-Semitism. At the ACLJ, we've been aggressively fighting the BDS movement and these sickening attacks on the Jewish people in Israel. Now we're sending a formal complaint to the medical board in Ohio. Kalab and any other medical professional who espouses this deadly level of hatred for Jews should lose their medical license. Take action with us now. Add your name to our petition to stop vile anti-Semitic attacks on Jews. You can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
All right, so New York puts forward the most aggressive abortion law in history. It does not protect, is it fair to say, CeCe Nabi, that it does not protect the unborn child? By the way, the word fetus, just so we're very clear, because it says in the Vermont bill, it says fetus, correct? What does that Vermont bill say? Wasn't there something about the
fertilized egg, embryo, and fetus?
Okay, well, let me tell you what the actual Latin of fetus, if, spelled, by the way, F-O-E-T-U-S, is the English transliteration of that. The young while in the womb or egg. The young what? The young person. Right. So what are they doing here is eliminating personhood. That's what this is about. Let's go to the phones.
Yep, we go right to the phones. We appreciate people who have been holding on. Bethany in Missouri on line 4. Bethany, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. Hey. So my question is, I'm a labor and delivery nurse, or I was. And so if we have a mother come in, say, full term, and there's an emergency, whether baby's in distress or mother, we would perform an emergency C-section. So I guess what I'm trying to figure out is at what point or what situation would warrant to kill the baby when we know the baby would survive just fine outside of the womb at that point.
Well, I mean, it's a great point you're making, Bethany, and this is Dr. Omar Hamadi, who's on Fox News this weekend talking about it. Take a listen.
Basically, in the third trimester of pregnancy, there is not a single condition that requires an abortion. There's not a single condition that requires that we kill the baby before delivery. There are several things in third trimester pregnancy that require that we deliver the mother, and that is a fact, but there's not a single thing that actually requires us to kill the child.
So as Bethany just said, as a delivery nurse, even in these distress situations, you'd go through a delivery even if there was something wrong with the child, right, or the mother, not an abortion procedure.
Yeah,
but necessary.
Yeah, but here's what the way I understand this is, first of all, as Andy said, if there was something done criminally in regard to the abortion procedure, as relates to the procedure itself, no prosecutions. It sounds like the penal code has been removed as to abortion.
Repealed.
So that means, for our audience, you can bring nothing.
No crime.
Okay. Secondly, even says the word fetus, which we've already described as a young, the young while in the womb. So that's, and Vermont, you said, is even more explicit, at least in far as the terminology goes, Abby. So what, and then Vermont hasn't passed yet. So you got a chance to defeat this. This is where you need legislative grassroots to defeat this. What's the situation there? Why, will you say it's more direct, maybe?
Well, it is just more direct. It's a longer bill than the New York one, which is just a paragraph as far as the Reproductive Health Act portion of that bill. But it essentially says every individual has a fundamental right to have an abortion. There are no rights for eggs, embryos, and fetus for children, unborn children. And then it just goes on to remove any criminal prosecution for engaging in an abortion, even when that child is viable in the womb. I mean, let's say you are one day away from delivering and you decide you no longer want that baby.
Perfectly healthy baby.
It's a license to commit murder. I mean, that is what it is.
Andy, you're shaking your head.
What it is, a license to commit murder. It is murder. It is the premeditated and willful taking of the life of a human being by another with malice aforethought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's the definition. Wherever you look, that's the definition of murder, and that's what this is, killing.
Yeah.
A lot of people on Facebook and Periscope writing in this, like, Old Testament infanticide.
Yes, it sounds like.
It was being legalized in New York and celebrated in New York as well as a positive right, not as a sad thing that might have to happen, because it never
what
does
happened
have
it,
to
you
happen.
Remember, Clinton, it was safe, legal, and rare. Under Obama, it was more, you know, safe and legal. Now it's like encouraged.
It's legal.
Yeah. Like it's
anytime, any point, for any reason.
Yeah. I mean, this is what you got. Let's take another call.
Aaron's calling in from New Mexico on line 3 on those conscience issues there. Aaron, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey.
Hi. Thank you Aaron. For taking my call. Again, as I stated earlier, I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I don't necessarily have a comment. I don't necessarily have a question, more so of a comment. I have enormous growing concern regarding New Mexico House Bill 51, like New York, will repeal the criminality aspect for abortions. So I just wanted to get your take on that. It just passed one of the smaller committees, and it's moved. It's been advanced to the House Judiciary Committee here.
Here's the issue. I mean, you had the famous Gosnell case, and we have a video that we put together on the whole life movement. We should have that available for where people can get that. But the Gosnell case was the perfect example of where there was all these criminalities as it related to the procedure of abortion itself, Andy. And by removing it out of the penal code, you're the district attorney. What do you, the state's or state's attorney general, what do you do?
You don't do anything. You can't do anything. You can't bring a crime, a criminal proceeding. You can't indict. You can't charge with a crime. And this is infanticide. It's the killing of a human being by another. And it's the taking of a life. And it gets, anytime you want to, it's death on demand.
Yeah, death on demand. There's strong language. I'll tell you what, we're going to keep taking calls and get your comments, 800-684-3110. We're going to clear up some lines here for you, 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, Jessica's calling from New York on line 5. Jessica, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jessica. Jay.
Hey.
Calling from Buffalo, New York. Couple concerns, comments. I agree with a lot of the other callers from New York State, but one of the things that I don't know if we brought up, but in New York, we actually treat our criminals better than our infants, where we prohibit the criminals from getting lethal injections in prison, but yet a unborn fetus has no rights and can get that same lethal injection. The other frustration we face here is being in upstate New York and Buffalo, we feel like no matter how many Republicans or Christians come out and vote, that we're kind of stuck with this Democratic hold from New York City.
Yeah, well,
and
that's that you live in a constitutional Republican and Democratic state, that's when I say Democrat, I'm talking about just the system of governance. This is the problem. But here's where you're losing hearts and minds of people, and that's the problem here. For instance, the language in the Vermont bill, the way I understand it, Abby, is every individual who becomes pregnant has the fundamental right to choose to carry a pregnancy to term, give birth to a child, or to have an abortion, even if you carry the child to term. Is that what it says?
Yes.
So
that is what it says.
I you know, we looked at all these restrictions on late-term abortions. It seems like all this is out the window under these states.
It is. It is all out the window. And here's the thing that we know comes next is the state taxpayers will be funding these abortions.
Yeah, so how does that make you feel? What do you think the political move is here next for them?
The next political move, I think, is how do you because there's also Medicaid reimbursement criminal laws at play here, too. We haven't gotten into that as much, but we were talking about it before, is that it repeals all these criminal code provisions, so including Planned Parenthood trying to double bill or things like that. It's repealing any kind of criminal laws that would possibly be available to a prosecutor, even when it comes to like Medicaid fraud.
So what is there's a provision in the New York law that actually does that, Susie?
Yeah. When it starts talking about all the laws that are repealed, it definitely goes into the section, it's 177.10 and the following ones about healthcare fraud. So that means if you're trying to get reimbursed for something that didn't happen, or maybe you shouldn't be getting reimbursed for, it doesn't matter. You can do that.
So this just was an open the floodgates approach. Is that what you think, Abby? I mean, this was just like, because you're removing, it's one thing, it's horrible if you're removing the sanitation kind of issues and sterilization of the facilities, and that's still not, I don't know if that be fraud now or not, I guess not, or the Gosnell situation. But now they're saying if you commit a fee billing issue, that's not a crime anymore either.
Right. And we'll be looking into that more this afternoon. Here's the Planned Parenthood definitely has its claws in this, because we know that's how we've been able to challenge Planned Parenthood in the past, is committing fraud. And so, Planned Parenthood is definitely celebrating this. It takes away all accountability. It can do whatever it wants without any accountability whatsoever.
All right. So this is the nature of what it is, but it also takes away the ability of prosecutors to move anything forward.
Well, a prosecutor doesn't have, and under New York law, a prosecutor doesn't have any discretion, doesn't, is precluded
so what,
from
I'm
prosecuting.
I'm trying to figure out what got him there.
Well, I would take Amy's call because I think it's a good way. Amy in Pennsylvania online, too. Amy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. While we're talking about all of the positive of, you know, the positive rights for mothers, what about those that ended up losing rights, like a mother who was abused by her husband and ends up losing her child because she was beaten up and lost her child?
So that used to be a double prosecution for both the woman who was beaten up, if she survived,
and
assault, and then murder of the unborn child. What is that under New York law?
No, homicide now talks about relating to a person, and then it defines person as a human being who has been born and is alive. So no longer, if you kill a pregnant mother, are you killing a child, a baby, her baby
that
too?
That has been decades, Andy, you're looking at it. It's been decades of law. We only have 48 seconds here. There's been decades of law. I mean, 50, 100 years. Quickening of the child, it was called.
It's unheard. This is unheard of. I read this bill and I was aghast with the horror that it commits on a child that is unborn, that has life within it, and that is being taken away at the whim of the state legislature in New York.
It's about as horrible as you can get. All right, we're taking a break. We're going to run we've got a documentary film on the life issue. We're going to run a trailer on that for those that are on Facebook and Periscope. I really encourage you to share it with your friends. Those on the phones, we are getting through as many calls. We have lines are jammed right now, but they'll probably open up in a moment. 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in just a moment.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. A Muslim medical doctor in training publicly threatened to, quote, purposely prescribe the wrong meds to Jewish patients. Laura Kalab, a first-year resident at the prestigious Cleveland Clinic, brazenly said, quote, Allah will kill the Jews. She called Jewish people, quote, dogs, and is brutally unsympathetic about the Holocaust. This anti-Semitism turns the Hippocratic Oath, quote, do no harm, on its head. Unsurprisingly, Kalab is part of the BDS, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement, further exposing BDS for what it is, thinly veiled anti-Semitism. At the ACLJ, we've been aggressively fighting the BDS movement and these sickening attacks on the Jewish people in Israel. Now we're sending a formal complaint to the Medical Board in Ohio. Kalab and any other medical professional who espouses this deadly level of hatred for Jews should lose their medical license. Take action with us now. Add your name to our petition to stop vile anti-Semitic attacks on Jews. You can add your name online, aclj.org.
All right, well, this is horrific. That's why I call it barbaric and horrific. This is the New York State's law on their new law on unrestricted abortion, no protection for the unborn child, denial of personhood of the unborn child, a complete pass on criminal procedure. I mean, just a criminality. I mean, sweeping is an understatement. And New York's proud of it. They're lighting up buildings. Vermont's looking at doing the same thing. So is New Mexico. So we're looking at all of the legal avenues to possibly challenge this. It's not an easy task because getting into court on this could be difficult. We're looking at New York state law. We're looking at a Freedom of Information Act request to the legislature or to the Department of Health and to figure out any angle that might exist here to challenge what is just barbaric. But the state, you know, that Roe versus Wade returned it to the states. So their argument's going to be, we return it to the states.
Yep. And we as New York have decided that an unborn baby has absolutely no rights.
And this is the fallacy with that argument of just returning. Roe versus Wade was the return it to the states case. I get that. But the fallacy is you ignore the personhood of the unborn child. And that's the fundamental issue that's really at stake that nobody wants to address. Now, I don't know if there's a majority of the Supreme Court that would say that or not. But, I mean, you can't argue with the medical science, Abby. I mean, that's clear.
It's undisputable.
Right. And they don't even try that anymore, actually.
Right.
I mean, they don't even try that as the argument. Now they're saying, well, the fetus, which is young person, basically, unborn, they have no rights, period. All right, let's take a call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Deborah in South Carolina on line one. Deborah, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Deborah.
Good morning. I'm actually the mother of someone who was born at 26 weeks.
Yep.
And the child in the incubator beside him was born at 19 weeks. Both of those children lived to be at their fifth birthday party at the hospital. Now, we spent some time in a NICU, sure. But don't tell me that they're not viable at 19 weeks because I know differently. Don't tell me that they're not viable at 26 weeks because my son is now 38 years old. So as a mother, I'll fight beside you side by side to overturn or do whatever we have to do to change these laws.
Deborah, I appreciate that, and thank you for your support. But let me tell you something. They don't care in this law. Viability is not an issue, right?
Viability does not matter at all. So this baby can be born in 2 seconds. It can be in the process of being delivered, but it can be killed at any point.
How big of a deal is that, Abby, that the viability is not even an issue anymore? It used to be that was kind of the standard. Now it's not.
It is a big deal. And what's surprising is in New Mexico, one of the proponents of the new legislation call these positions archaic. It's archaic that we would want to protect the life of an unborn child, that we would want to criminally prosecute the murder of an unborn child.
Yeah.
It's astounding.
Right. But politically, they got there.
Not only did they get there, it's not like they're doing it in secret. I mean, they're celebrating. They're lighting up the Freedom Tower. The needle in the Freedom Tower, needle of all things, is pink. And again, people are there are a lot of people in New York concerned that this is, again, when you take these kind of actions, again, you know, it's and you start devaluing life this way, what occurs next?
Yep.
You know, what's the next step here? Let's go to Teresa in New Jersey on line three. Teresa, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Thank you for having me. Yep. I'm just curious to know that people convicted of murdering born babies born alive, like Gosnell, if other states follow suit, does that mean that these convictions for killing born babies born alive will be overturned?
Not that they'll be overturned, but they won't be able to bring them, Andy, right? I mean, prosecutor's not going to be able to bring the Gosnell kind
of case.
I mean,
in New York, I mean, if this law continues and stands and is not overturned by some other court or some court will deny a prosecutor the right to bring any kind of action for murder or for infanticide or killing of any kind. As that's why I said, this is death on demand. You want to kill that baby? Kill it.
Yeah, death on demand. All right, let's take another call.
Yep, Kathy called in from Sacramento, California on line four. Kathy, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My thought is that people would have a fit if you took newborn puppies and injected them with some kind of poison to kill them. Are there laws out there that are regarding animals,
yes,
that we can show the barbarity of this compared to what we would do to an animal.
Well, look, I mean, unfortunately, I mean, I'm not nothing against animal rights, but yes, there are laws that I understand why they have them. There are laws that prevent the cruelty to animals. It's usually, it could be criminal, it could be a state prosecution. The same is not
serious prison terms.
Yeah,
for that.
Yeah. I mean, if you do that with criminal intent, you could be liable for a crime. In the context of an abortion, that is not the case, Cece.
There is no criminal penalty whatsoever. So even though this Reproductive Health Care Act has some language in there about, you know, who can perform it, which is, again, very
almost anybody.
Loose, yes. And they talk about 24 weeks and they talk about viability. Again, it's, you know, very loose. But what if someone doesn't follow that? There's no way to enforce this. So it is literally opening up abortion at any point, any time, by any person. There is no criminal penalty whatsoever.
I mean, the same question keeps getting asked. I mean, we're asking it too. And Donna writes it on Facebook. Why would they even come up with this law? What's the purpose? What's the end game? I think it's they look at a changing Supreme Court. So that's part one. I don't think we're there yet, by the way, of Roe versus Wade being overturned. But they see a potential for that. If one more retirement from someone on the left and another appointment by someone like President Trump, possibly, and then it does go back to the states. And states like New York, as we would always know, these kind of blue states are going to be the states that have the most liberal abortion laws possible. And they're already writing them into law. And their next step, actually, is that that's not good enough for Andrew Cuomo. He wants it in their constitution so it's that much tougher to repeal.
Yeah, so
this.
Let's talk about that. If they make it a constitutional right guaranteeing the state constitution, Abby, what does that mean?
Well, it means that it's even more difficult at that point. I mean, you know what is involved in amending the Constitution, and once that's done, it is rarely undone.
Are they talking about doing that in Vermont as well?
They are. They are. It's on the table in Vermont.
So they want a constitutional right to this, to exist like this. Now, Andy, what we're doing right now is trying to figure out the avenues of attacking the law. It's not. I'm saying this. We're going to look at every, believe me, I want every stone unturned here, every rock unturned, but it's not going to be an easy challenge.
No, it's not. We have to find the right plaintiff. We have to find the right person, the person who is in the right position to pursue to overturning this law.
Now, in Vermont, if they do, in fact, not recognize the conscience right, Abby, that would give someone like a doctor or a nurse or a healthcare provider the ability to challenge the law.
That's right. It would.
Okay, so if that's the same situation, Cece, in New York, and I don't know by the review of it right now, if it violates the conscience right, we've got a lot of those cases, that would be the way in to challenge this.
That's right. That would be another open door where you could come in and attack just the ridiculousness of this statute.
But they're also trying to change the use of language here, Andy. It's no viability out there. They don't want to talk about viability
anymore.
Doesn't
matter about
they want
viable.
To talk about personhood anymore.
No, for personhood, fetus, viability, the ability to be sustained, conception at birth, or rather personhood at conception, all that is out. We've wiped away with one fell swoop hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of legal and, what is more outrageous, moral history.
Yep.
All right, folks, we encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. Yep. That's ACLJ.org to stay up to speed on this issue. There's certainly a lot developing here as we've been kind of preparing to respond to it, and now what can happen next, tracking what other states are doing as well. Go to ACLJ.org.
Let me also encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. You can do that at ACLJ.org as we fight these issues. We've got an email out today on the abortion issue. We've got a FOIA request on the federal level on an issue relating to NIH's acquisition of aborted fetal tissue. So we've got a lot of discussions about that. We're getting information on that. We've got a FOIA request out today. Support the ACLJ. You can do that by going to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. More on this in the days ahead. Back with more tomorrow.
A Muslim medical doctor in training publicly threatened to, quote, purposely prescribe the wrong meds to Jewish patients. Laura Kalab, a first-year resident at the prestigious Cleveland Clinic, brazenly said, quote, Allah will kill the Jews. Kalab and any other medical professional who espouses this deadly level of hatred for Jews should lose their medical license. Take action with us now. Add your name to our petition to stop vile anti-Semitic attacks on Jews. You can add your name online. ACL.